Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
On this very first edition of our new show for the youth, The Connection, we are casting a net to get your views as young people on what you'd like us to discuss on this forum.
Let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio7VOA. We can get things going on WhatsApp. Use our number 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak on air, you can give us a call on the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, we're also streaming live on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com. Just find the stream page on the page.
Again, this is your brand new show, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are doing a Vox Pop, a fishing expedition, if you will, trying to get your views as young people on the issues that concern you the most.
Indeed, Ntunga, and we are very excited to bring this new show to young Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and elsewhere, and I'm ready to get it kicked off. Ntunga, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Mane rakanaka vatereri tiri kusangana muchirongwa chanhasi. Chirongwa cheve chidiki chatiri kuparura muzuva ranhasi, muzuva rechipiri, chirongwa The Connection. Apo patinenge tichikurukura nenyaya dzine chekuita nevechidiki. Saka tiri kukukokai imimi vechidiki kuti mutiridzire runhare kana kuti mutitumire mameseji pa WhatsApp, mutitaura zvamunenge muchida kuti tizokurukura nezvazvo pano pachirongwa che The Connection. Chirongwa ndechenyu imimi vatereri zvikuru sei vechidiki. Tachiparura kuti muwane mukana wekunge muchikurukura nenyaya dzese dziri kumubatai sevechidiki. Amachono zihlobo esithandekayo, siyadibana namhlanje kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, silapho esilethulela khona olunye uhlelo njalo olukhangelane labatsha, uhlelo olubizwa ngokuthi The Connection, lapho esiyabe sikhuluma khona ngama-issues ngakho konke okuliphathayo lina njengabatsha. Kungaba kuswelakala kwemisebenzi, kungaba kuyizinhlelo zentuthuko, yiloba yini, asizili lutho okungayangisiyo siyakhuluma ngakho khonapha emoyeni. Ngalokho lisitshayele inumber, lisitshayele ucingo, kumbe lingasithumela i-WhatsApp, i-message nje litsho ukubana hayi sifuna ukungena kuhlelo, sizalifonela back, libe seliyatsho ke ukubana kuyini elifuna sikhulume ngakho khonapha emoyeni. Inombolo zocingo zithi 001-202-619-2077. Tatenda, ndiyo nyaya iri pano apa cha parurwa chirongwa chevechidiki.
Nasi zwa yechevechidiki. Saka I think we're going to have a good time.
I have no doubt about that.
Sezvava taura, nasi dokuti vanhu vese vashandise hashtag inonzi The Connection. But Ntunga, let's explain kuti hashtag The Connection. How does it exactly, does it work? Because people, some people are pa Twitter, some people are pa Facebook, but maybe I'll zio kuti my hashtags anoshandisa sei.
You are the young one, Tatenda. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, so for those out there who are hearing us keep saying, join us on The Connection using the hashtag The Connection, Think about your phone. It's the pound sign, and you've used the pound sign and use the word the connection. That way, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you're on WhatsApp, if you are able to click on that link, you can see what other young people in Zimbabwe and elsewhere are saying about our program today. And of course, we've started even promoting this per WhatsApp Mtunga, and the response has been overwhelming. Nasita sent in my message like, I want this. So I think we're going to be on for a good ride with this hashtag. So make sure to kana mshitumira messages and you just use the hashtag the connection. That way you know, we know that you are speaking directly to us.
Yebo tatenda. Uyakhuluma lapho kubana lingasixhuma njalo ku Twitter la ku Facebook lisebenzisa i hashtag ethi yona the connection. I hashtag ungakhangela efonini yakho kompa pound sign eZimbabwe bathi pound sign. Mm-hmm. Ungayichaya naleyana ubusu type ibala elithi the connection. Ngamabala amabili kodwa uyatype libambene. Konke oyabe uyakubhala kulandela khonapho. Kuyabuya kithi ngapha siyabona ukubana ukhuluma ngani bese siyatsho ke emoyeni ukubana uDube oseGwanda uDube oseMberengwa uthi ufuna sikhulume ngalokho kuhlelo.
Mm-hmm. So I think maybe we can start by reading some of the messages we're getting, because today it's open mic. We want to hear what young people out there are saying, what they want to hear Ntunga and myself talk about on our show. We had a lot of responses today on WhatsApp, also on Facebook and Twitter also. So we can read some and see what people are saying. Okay, so our first message, this is from Nicodemus, who says, this is the techno age. To all my mates, wise up and be connected. I think that's a good start.
We have, yeah, that's a good one, actually. The second one is coming from Bono Inkosi's Tole. Uti yena, what I'd love to hear from the show is, realizing the high unemployment rate, the ailing economy, and the fact that government initiatives or plans seem not to be benefiting every youth, what then should be done?
And then Tinemkoma Carrington Anonyora Kuti, we need you to air views concerning unemployment and youth funding.
Another listener says the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe, that's what he or she would like us to talk about. What will be the heritage to the future generation? Only a state full of turmoil, hunger and poverty. And the listener signs off as Trinos.
And we also have from Liberty, who says, I am a law student at the University of Zimbabwe, and I'm very happy with the Life Talk show, specifically giving us a chance to preach the gospel of democracy to our fellows. Keep on pulling the strings, and he gives us his number. So we'll definitely pass this on so that we can speak to Liberty here on The Connection.
Another listener says, I think we must put a new law in Zimbabwe. You can only be a president if you are 40 years to 65 years.
Well, setting terms.
Years to 65 years, and one must be only allowed to lead for 2 terms. This will avoid people like the president, RG, mm-hmm. to stay in power like they own Zimbabwe. Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Ntunga, the views are coming in left and right, and so much, so many people are giving their views, what they want us to talk about. But we also have young people who have really voiced their concerns. So let's take a listen to some of these young Zimbabweans who've taken their time to talk about some of the issues that they have. And then we'll bring in our guests who are waiting on the line to speak to us.
No adopted domestic culture. That's where all the problems start. Because you are adopting the Western culture, and
because that's his duty. If the seniors cannot do it, then you are the junior leader. Why not take part, participate, contribute, partake in whatever development you can do? So this is what we want.
Our honorable member of parliament is just talking about something like economic underdevelopment. However, to education, I'm still wondering, what is it? And economic underdevelopment in education, Honorable Speaker.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
They have not adopted domestic culture. That's it. Because you are dirty, you waste the culture. And
because that's his duty. If the seniors cannot do it, then you are the junior leader. Why not take part, participate, contribute, partake in whatever development you can do? For this is what we want.
And Tunga, those are the views of some of the youth in Zimbabwe voicing some of the concerns that they have. You know, it's very spirited debate there.
Indeed, Tatenda, we have our very first guest on The Connection, and the name is Glanis Changa Chirere, coordinator for Institute for Young Women Development. Good evening.
Good evening, Tunga. Good evening, Tatenda.
Good evening, Glanis. Thank you for
being the first. We are very excited
very honored
to have you on, Glanis. Mm-hmm. We know you guys have, you know, a litany of issues as Zimbabwean young people that affect you, that you guys would like to articulate. Go ahead and give us some of those issues that are at the top of your list.
Yeah, Ntunga, I think one of the most, you know, burning issue really that we need to engage in as young Zimbabweans and particularly as young women, is the issue of livelihoods. As you may know right now, our economy is not functioning well. And as a result, there are limited job opportunities out there. There is limitation in terms of young women's access, you know, to resources, and therefore that really compromises the livelihoods for young women. So one of the things that we need to start engaging in right now, and as a matter of urgency, is the issue of livelihoods, particularly for young women in marginalized communities. I really feel that this is critical right now, because when you look at the effects of you know, high levels of poverty, particularly among young people, you realize that young women are the primary sufferers of the effects of poverty, you know, the non-functionality of the economy and everything else. You look at the high levels of violence happening. It's happening to young women just because they are dependent economically on their male counterparts, who at the present moment are equally, you know, strained by the situation. So we really need to start talking about the issue of livelihoods, how we can, you know, encourage the government really to put in place mechanisms to ensure that young people out there have got jobs, young people out there have got access to resources so that they can start providing for themselves and for their families too.
Yeah,
so this is one of the issues that that is on my top list. But also, I think following to that is the issue of young women and youth participation in general. I'm sure you will agree with me, both of you, that we find ourselves in the situation where we are today as young Zimbabweans. Of course, because of an undemocratic government that we have, but also because young people are not necessarily participating in issues of decision making. And so as long as we remain not represented in decision making, it means that our interests, our priorities, our needs for all these things that I was talking about will remain, you know, unattended, because no one is voicing out these concerns. So we really need to start thinking seriously and acting towards voicing out our concerns, be it in the formal or even the non-formal decision-making platforms as young people.
Glenis brought up very many different issues there, the issue of livelihoods, the issue of access to resources, and issue of young people, in particular, young girls, that issues that they face, and then also participation in all these processes going on in Zimbabwe. But Glenis, can I ask you, from a grassroots level, what are some of the challenges that you see young people facing day to day, and what it means for how they look at their future in Zimbabwe?
There are quite a number of challenges really that young people are facing, you know, in the communities. I think for me, you will, okay, I will not apologize for, you know, speaking with a bias towards young women, but you will agree with me that when you look at the young people and young women, this is a demographic group that is looked down upon. And when we start, or when leaders start talking about issues of trying to provide resources, trying to provide economic opportunities, normally they forget the young people. I will cite the example of the recent land redistribution exercise that was happening, where the government, through the president of Zimbabwe, was issuing out, you know, A1 permits to people, especially in rural communities. The majority of the people who benefited from that scheme are elderly people. Young women, when it comes to issues of land, they are regarded as, you know, non-citizens and therefore have no rights to access land. And this is a serious challenge because the majority of the people in these communities are young people, and particularly young women. And when this larger group of the population honestly is denied access to one of the most means of production, what it simply means is that we'll continue to, you know, face many other challenges that are as a result of the failure by this group to access resources. And then secondly, there's also the issue of general absence, you know, of mechanisms to really support youth ideas around entrepreneurship, around livelihoods, where we do not really have a concrete and reliable source of capital where young people can actually go and, you know, be able to borrow money to invest and grow their businesses and everything else. And this is a serious challenge, especially for people in rural communities, because when young women, when young people go to the banks, they are asked for collateral security. And hello, the only thing that they own perhaps is a small black pot in their house. And they can't go and present that to the bank and say, you know what, this is what I have as my security. Can you give me a loan? So we still really have challenges around issues to access funding, you know, for young people's entrepreneurial activities. And then the other challenge that comes as a result of being sidelined in decision-making processes is whereby maybe the government tries, yes, to initiate mechanisms for funding for young people, but because they are not really, you know, in the situation that young people are, they may fail to really understand what are our specific needs, what are our specific requirements. So sometimes, yes, they put in place mechanisms like the youth fund, but it doesn't really respond to what our needs are, because some of the things that they ask us to provide or some of the things they expect us to do really are not in sync with our day-to-day realities as young people. So we'll still realize that there is a gap in terms of policy formulation and also the impact of the policy on the young people of Zimbabwe today. So those are some of the challenges that as young people we are still, you know, faced with on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you, Glanis. Please do stand by. Do stay on the line. Taura, Glanis Yeguti. She's a bit biased towards, you know, young women. And, you know, I'm glad to say this show is all about bias. After all, we are also biased towards the young people. Saka ndiyo nyacho yoyo. Ari kutaura Glanis apa. Ari kuti zimwe nyaya ziri kunetsa vechidiki muZimbabwe zvikuru sei. Inyaya ye kushaikwa kwemabasa ari kutaura yekuti cheuviri chiri kunetsa kuwana nekuti mabasa hapana. Saka vechidiki vakawanda vanopedza zvikoro asi kuzotsvaga mabasa acho havawani. Ataurazve nenyaya yekuti imwe nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa kuZimbabwe panyaya dzemayouth payouth development. Inyaya yekuti vechidiki havana representation yakakwana panyaya dzemadecision making. Ndofunga pari kutaura zvikuru sei panyaya dzegovernment. Pakuti panenge pachitorwa madecisions zvisungo nehurumende, vechidiki havawani mukana wekuti vawane anenge achivamirirawo ipapo pamadecisions. Ukhulumile lapa Glanis, coordinator we Institute for Young Women Development, ihlanganiso yakhe ke leyo ayikhokhelayo. Ukhuluma ngokuthi okuhluphayo kakhulu eZimbabwe okwamanje ukuhlupha abasakhulayo ludaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi. Bayaqeda isikolo abasakhulayo bayedinga imisebenzi kodwa cha ayitholakali. Leyo misebenzi ngoba amakampani avala njalo nje. Ukhulume njalo ngodaba lokuthi kuzibopho kuma decisions athathwa nguhulumende kusuke kungasebenzeli kuhle abasakhulayo ngoba gabala representation gabalabo abasakhulayo ababamelayo kuhulumende abathi lapho kubotshwa kuthathwa izibopho kuthathwa ama decision babe khona labo bathi hayi badala lapha kale uhambisa ngakuhle i decision leyi kayiba nanzi kumbe kabe aphathi kahle abasakhulayo yilo utaba esikhuluma ngalo ke lamhlanje utaba lokubana kuyini elifuna sikhulume ngakho khona pha ku the connection uhlelo lwethu lwakuqala lamhlanje tatenda.
Mm-hmm. Antunga, I think tinema mwe ma messages maybe aripa Facebook rekati werenge idzodzo.
Pane yakanyorwa nechikhalanga manje.
Ehe.
Nero rimirwa manje. Wanakidza. Ehe. Ndanakidza. Yanyorwa nemuterera anonzi tsindikani dukunya. Saka ndichaiverenga nekhalanga yakadaro.
Okay.
Ari kuti tomukumbira mulinge chinotama kuti vana vedu vekombe maticha ini. Kakale nekuti kungapedziwa chini. Kakale nematicha anodhana nevana vekwele etiweni. Inyaya yakaoma iyi. Tatenda dukunya ari kuti pane anoda kuti titarise. Nyaya yema relationships between my teachers varairidzi nevadzidzi ari kuti nyaya yekudanana pakati pe varairidzi nevasikana vechikoro yanyanyisa uyakhuluma lapha udukunya uti yena ufuna sikhulume ngodaba lokukhombana pakati kwababalisi lamantombazana awesikolo. Ngibona ule point lapha ludaba ongaluzwayo kukhulunywa ngalo kaningi kodwa into enzakalayo. It's a real, you know, there are teachers who date school kids.
Yeah.
And Sindikani Dukunya here says that's one of the issues that he would like us to tackle here on The Connection.
Yeah, and that's why I think we opened up the program today so people can come and let us know what's happening in their areas. Let us know what's very important for them because story E, we might have not even thought about that in Tunga, but this person has given us a chance to delve into that issue and we hope we can make that one of our topics, Panopa, The Connection.
Indeed, without a doubt, because it's an elephant in the room. I mean, it's happening. It's happening out there. I personally never thought of it until this guy brought it to our attention. But it's an issue that we should like to tackle on this program.
And, you know, we have some other messages. Speaking on that issue, there was one of our listeners who sent us a message. I hope I can pull this up quickly. But, you know, he was saying that's something that he hopes that we deal with, the issue of early child marriages for young girls. And he was saying that it's a topic that he's very passionate about. And I hope that we can get him on the show. I actually have the message here where he's saying, hi, guys, I'm a youth, 23 years old. My name is Tabiwa Nashe Gowa. I really like to listen to a program like early child marriage issues because I want to raise a point of very important points like the reason why the number of under 18 years old girls are getting married. Second, I want to discuss another issue of vending and selling in the streets of Harare. But his first point, I think maybe I'll give this to Glanis as she's the expert on this issue. Glanis, can you talk about this issue of early child marriages when it comes to young girls in Zimbabwe? What exactly is going on? And from the ground, what are you seeing?
That's one of the hottest and very worrisome issues we keep, you know, experiencing every day, especially, you know, in the rural communities out there. We realize that despite the country having a new constitution, we actually have cases of early child marriages, you know, on the increase. And when this happens, it seems that we still have a lot to do in terms of raising awareness to the children, the girl child themselves, to their families and the larger community on the fact that early marriages are a crime. we have incidences where sometimes when parents find out that their young kids are dating, be it in school or when they find out that a girl child is, you know, perhaps dating an elderly man, they are quick to say, you know, you need to go to your husband. And they don't really look at the fact that this child is a minor and she cannot be forced into an early marriage. And then secondly, we also even have the girl child themselves, you know, eloping to elderly men in their communities. And when we try to intervene, really they refuse and say that, you know what, this is what I want. This is the decision I've made. I want to be with this man. And then we also have a problem to attend that this is very worrisome, especially from the traditional leaders. You know, our chiefs are people who play a key role in terms of justice delivery, you know, from a rural community point of view. However, when people bring in such cases of early marriages, the chiefs, instead of actually recommending that the cases be taken to magistrates' courts, they are making the accused, you know, to pay for the damages for these girls. And the moment they do that, the boys will actually take it that you're somehow asking us to marry these girls. And then they'll take them or they'll just pay the damages to the family and the cases just disappear like that. So there aren't really punitive measures that come out, especially of the traditional courts, in as far as dealing with issues of child marriages is concerned. So there are a number of angles in which, you know, these cases are emanating from, but also we realize that every day these cases are on the increase. And some are actually forcing their girl child out of school and say, you know what, I can't afford to send you to school. You'd rather get a man and therefore a source of income. So this is something that is very worrisome. And, you know, it really makes us as women's organizations that are fighting for women and girls' rights, you know, really realize that there is so much work that still needs to be done in terms of raising mm-hmm. awareness about these issues and also really encouraging communities to change, especially their mindsets around the girl child.
Thank you, Glanis. We'll just have you hold on the line there. I think Mtunga Tine Muterere Wadiwe Kutanga. That is Miss Deborah, who is in Harare. How are you? Hello? Hello, Miss Deborah? Hello? Okay, I think that line Mtunga Riku Ramba, but Nemwe Mtereri Wedu Aripa Runare.
Arigunetsa Tatenda. Silo Mnumzana Albert Ngobe. Siyakwa mkela kuhlelo Albert.
Yebo, unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, unjani lawo?
Hayi, mina ngiziphile.
Yes, siyakwa mkela kuhlelo, siyajabula ukuba lawe kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Kuyini okuqakathekileyo kuwe Ncube ofuna sikhulume ngakho khonapha emoyeni?
Ngaphesolo sifuna sikhala ngemsebenzi, akula msebenzi.
Ano, namanuku lomnyofonayo wanambijana.
Akula msebenzi.
Akula msebenzi ngapho.
Ye, kodwa njengabasakhulayo lani liyake lihlale phansi libonisana ukubana madoda akithi njengoba kungela msebenzi kunje kuyini esingakwenza mhlawumbe ama-projects ukubana lathi sithole inzuzo.
Lapha vele kula ma-project vele kuwile indawo yakhona vele siyahluphika kakhulu.
Yebo akithi. Liphila njani pho Ncube? Ulomuzi ulabantwana uhlala labazali umi njani?
Mina ngihlala labazali.
Yebo bakithi. So udaba olumqoka kuwe ofuna sikhulume ngalo khona pha emoyeni lo daba lokusilela kwemsebenzi.
Yebo, udaba lokusilela kwemsebenzi.
Hayi, siyabonga Ncube, ulalele ngeviki ezayo uhlelo lwe The Connection.
Okay, angicela ukuqhubeka nami ngichitha daily BTV.
Hayi, siyabonga baba, sizakwenza njani.
Ntunga, I think we are done with our first half, and here we'd like to say good evening, good night to our radio listeners. But of course, we want everybody to migrate to the web. Make sure you can follow us there, streaming live right now. Live Talk, The Connection. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
I'm Ntunga Milinko. Please do stay tuned.